Welcome to Faith in Corinth. This podcast is an extension of the Central Church located at 293 County Road 218 in Corinth, Mississippi. We hope and trust today's broadcast will bring you hope, encouragement, and insight from God's Word. And we ask you to like and share this podcast with those to whom you believe it will benefit. Again, thank you for joining us. Now, let's get into today's podcast.
When preparing for to say a few words this morning, several things went through my head, and I was read over several different stories and scriptures, and I want to talk about Moses today. Most that have been in the church, you probably know the story of Moses. Moses was a mighty man of God, used to do a great work for God. But have you really just sat down and thought about Moses' life? If you do, you'll find some similarities to what you deal with each day and what we all go through. Moses, the devil tried to take him out before he was even born. Pharaoh sent a decree out before Moses was born that said, hey, let's kill all the young children. So from before the time Moses was even born, the devil was already hot on his trail. And I know a lot of us feel that way often, that, hey, man, it's here he is again today, ready to fight me. Moses' life, he went through several things that happened that I'm sure he questioned. God, where are you? What's going on? There's a time that Moses had killed somebody, and then he had to run and flee for his life because he was trying to protect God's people. There was a great plan for Moses' life. That's why before he was even born, the devil was trying to take him out, because he knew that there was a man coming that would deliver God's people one day. I want to read in Deuteronomy 31 and 7, it says, and Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, be strong and of good courage, for thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord hath sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. So here it is that Moses is calling upon Joshua to take the people into the promised land. Why did Moses get to go? Because he had disobeyed God. Again, there's some of us that have disobeyed God, that things have happened in our life, and maybe we feel like that we've been beat up and that we've messed up. We've all been there. We've all done it. But Moses was still a mighty man, and just because of Moses' mistakes doesn't mean that he didn't do great things and that, you know, that God didn't still use him. He did. God knew the mistakes that Moses was going to make, but he still chose Moses to take his people out of the land and to deliver them from slavery. So it doesn't matter your past or what's happened. God knows who you are, and he knows the work that he has for you. Moses, when God called him, was questioning God. Are you sure it's me? And he started making excuses. I got this stuttering problem, God, and I got all these things that I can't do your work. So can I have somebody else to help me out? And finally God says, okay, you can have Joshua to be your help here. But all the while, God knew, Moses, I've called you, and you're going to do great things. Verse 8 says, and the Lord, He is that doeth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. And here, Moses has taken Joshua, and he's mentored Joshua because he realized that he wouldn't be able to go over. And he wanted a man that was going to be strong, and a man that could do the work that God had wanted to continue to happen. So he had continued to mentor Joshua. And Joshua, when he came before Moses, he told him, you're going to take these people on into the promised land. Could it be that Joshua, we know the story of Joshua. Joshua and Caleb were sent out to spy the land. Those and the other 10 spies, those two men came back to the camp and said, it's ours. We can do it. 10 others said, No, there's giants there. There's problems there that are too big for us. There's things there that we can't handle. We can't do this. But Joshua said, no, we can do it. We've got this. Things may look hard in your life. When God asks you to do something, sometimes it may appear that there's giants there, that there's things standing before you that you feel you can't overcome, and everybody else is saying, I wouldn't try it. I wouldn't do it. But because of Joshua and his determination, I think this is why he was able to do this too, because of Moses wasn't able to. Let's look at his partner, Caleb. I'm going to read. This is a little lengthy, I know, but let's read it real quick. Joshua 14, 7 through 13 says, 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land. And I brought him word as it was in mine heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt. But I wholly followed the Lord my God. And Moses sware on that day, saying, surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thy inheritance and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. And now, behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. Caleb is saying, hey, I was traveling there, and I came back and brought good word because I knew that we could take it. And it's been 45 years, but guess what? I still believe, just as strong as I did when I came back the first time, that God's promises are still true, that the things that the Lord told us is still what is going to happen. And I won't continue to read it, but you know the story. He said, hey, I want my mountain. And he wound up getting his mountain. And today, I just want to remind the Central Church, there's been a lot of things spoken over the years to this church, to families that are here, and there's been times that even I myself have wondered, God, is it going to happen? God, there's been too much happen that this ain't going to happen. These giants have risen up, and there's things that have gotten in the way that, to be honest, I've wondered, probably, you know, we may have missed it, or it's not going to happen. But it had been 45 years, and I want to stay like Caleb that says, hey, this is going to happen because God's word is truth. Everything that's been spoken to you individually, you stand on it. You get that promise, and you believe. And if we don't get it today, then let's go back. Judges 20 and 22 says, and the men of Israel encouraged themselves and set their battle again in array in the place where they put themselves in array the first day. So if you don't get it today, you get back on the battlefield tomorrow and you say, this is a new day. This is a new day. I'm here again today to fight for my battle. So today I'm asking some people in this house, is there anybody willing to stand and say, I'm getting my promises back. I am taking back what God has told me.